back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live. 97.1 FM Talk. Gina Grad joins us here. And went out for a, you thought it was going to be a decent weekend. And there's nothing to do, huh?
Absolutely nothing to do. Everything was more disappointing than the next thing I did.
I can't even go to these museums. I went to that L.A. County, LACMA. What is that?
Oh, yeah, LACMA.
County Museum.
Museum of Art.
Right. And I went there about 10 years ago. I think the last time I was there was with Doug Steckler. He had a couple passes, so we slid in there.
God, I'd love to be a fly on the wall with you, guys.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I'm standing there looking at a painting and just wanted to kill myself. And the security guard comes out. He goes, hey, can you not stand so close to the painting? I said, I'm not going to steal it. He goes, yeah, we just don't like people to breathe on it so closely. I said, is that delicate? I'm out of here.
Oh, God.
All right. Is there anything to do, any, like, interesting place to go in Southern California? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Please don't call us up and say, you know, Hermosa Beach.
Yeah.
3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica.
Anyone
looking
who calls,
for something new.
Anyone who calls and said Hollywood and Highland is never allowed to call here again.
Yeah. No Hollywood and Highland. Let's talk to a buddy of mine here, Frankie Renzulli in the Valley. Look at you, dude.
Listen, I thought I was going to talk to you off the air, but I'll talk to you on the air.
Fantastic, man.
No, there's nothing to do. Nothing. I, you know,
when's the last time you left the house?
Carter administration. I think it was on one of those odd and even gas days.
Yeah, but you know what? I think it's a growing trend. I know you're like that. I'm like that. And also, Arsenio Hall never leaves the house either.
Can't blame him. Can't blame him.
He never goes anywhere.
Not only is there nothing to do, but even if there were, you have to engage people. And people, the stock on people has dropped as precipitously as the stock market, you know?
Right.
The odds of meeting, like, an interesting, nice, decent person just to talk to.
Right, or with, and with a sense of humor.
Yeah, hey, did you see the game, blah, blah, blah. No, you can't have those conversations. If you say hello to anyone at random.
Right.
Bush sucks. Okay, let's start from there. You know, I don't want to talk about politics.
Yeah, you know? F. Bush.
Yeah, and then they got the stock market, Iraq, this, that. When did everybody get so global? You know, I couldn't find New York City on the map when I was a kid.
And you lived there.
Yeah.
Do you think Darfur was an appetizer?
Yes, I did. I thought Manuel Training was a Mexican president. So, you know. But,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, other than Universal Studios, I mean, where do you go in the Valley?
There's nothing. There's only
Studio City?
I think, you know, suicide. That's all that's left.
You know what? I don't know if it's still there. It was there a few years ago. There was actually a great bar. I cannot think of where it was. Maybe somebody knows. Do you remember the Pineapple Room? The bar in the Valley?
No.
Very kitschy, wood paneling.
I like those bars.
Yeah, those they have some cute ones of those in the Valley.
The Money Tree was happening for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, the Money Tree, and the only, you know, once in a while I'll go to the Smokehouse to feel young.
Yeah.
You know? You know?
Some
you know,
cheese bread
in. Yeah, when you pass a guy in a walker every time you walk in there, you know, so.
And everybody, when they're waiting for the valet there,
yeah,
everybody's fart smells like that cheese toast.
Oh, God.
Hey,
now,
what is that?
What I like about this is a classy show.
Thank you. What is that restaurant you go to in Studio City or Toluca Lake?
Robano's.
Robano's?
Robano's, yeah.
Is that any good?
Yeah, great pizza, and you can also, you know, bet a horse. And
wait, you can bet a horse right there?
Yeah, right there. I mean, it's, you know, under the, you know.
You mean somebody there might be able to put
sure,
some.
Sure, we can get a bet down. How many places can you get a bet down nowadays?
I know. Unbelievable. Robano's. All right, I'm going to look at that.
But before I hang up, I got to ask you, I'm sure you talked about this already, but how badly did you do Breeders' Cup?
I lost every race.
Every race.
Yeah, on Friday and Saturday.
Well, I got you beat. I think I cashed a ticket.
One ticket?
One ticket, yeah. There was a scratch, so I had to go and get my money back.
Jesus
so.
Christ.
That was crazy.
Did you see how much money they handled over the weekend?
I read, is this correct, $155 million?
I think so.
That has to be worldwide.
Yeah, it is. But it's all handled through the track, though.
Unbelievable.
You know, when you bet, you know, off track, it goes through Santa Anita.
Timmy, I told you, $10 to get in. I mean, $10 to park your car.
Really?
Yeah, no valet.
Mm.
$50 to get in the clubhouse.
Wow.
I was broke by the time I got to the hot dog stand, you know? Really?
Did you have to take it out and trade?
Yeah, I had to work that ATM machine.
Well, as you always say, and you know, the nice thing about bumping a credit card is you put the argument on layaway.
That's right. You buy a few days. Anyway, Timmy, when you get a moment, give me a call.
I will, my brother.
All right.
All right. Take care of yourself.
It's a pleasure.
All right. There he goes, everybody. Frankie Ranzulli in the Valley.
He's the man.
A Golden Globe winner for Sopranos.
Really?
Yeah.
So hot.
You can see it. That's right. And when you walk into his house, there's a cabinet right there. It's the only thing in the cabinet. Lights on it.
Buffet.
Little smoke machine next to it. Beautiful.
Chaser lights.
All right. The decent things to do in Los Angeles, Southern California, that not everybody knows about. You know, I know we got Universal Studios. You got the Commons. You got Third Street Promenade, Hollywood, and Highland. We know about those.
And that's all pre-manufactured fun. Give me something kind of crazy and hole-in-the-wall and kitschy.
Oh, without maybe the kitschy part.
Okay.
Aaron in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi.
Hey.
Good evening.
Good evening, baby.
Okay, so I'm a huge fan of the Los Angeles Derby Dolls.
Oh, rollerblade or roller skating?
Yes. All girl, bank track, roller derby.
That's hot.
Yeah, where is that? Is that downtown?
It's close to downtown. They have the doll factory set up in Echo Park, which is at 1910 West Temple Street.
And that's where the roller derbies go on?
Yes. They have events there about every once a month, every 3 weeks. They have two more bouts till they go on hiatus.
You know what kind of seats you got to give me to get out of the house and go down to see women's roller derby?
No, they're hardcore, Aaron, aren't they? They're throwing elbows. They're getting crazy.
It doesn't matter.
It's not from, you know, the 70s roller derby. It's not, you know, staged. It's real. It's a real sport.
What's it cost to get in?
Tickets generally were about $20.
Jesus Christ.
Bad.
Costs you half that to get into Spearmint Rhino.
But it's for an evening out. You know, it's a 3 to 4 hour evening out.
Are you a roller derby girl?
I'm a huge roller derby fan.
Do you do it? Do you do roller derby?
I don't do it.
Do they do rollerblades nowadays?
No, it is quad skate. Four wheel quad. Old school. I'm a huge fan.
Thank
I have a lot
you
of
much. Aaron, please.
That's great.
No one's going.
Oh.
You're going to go to that?
It's in my neighborhood. It'd be hard to, you know, justify not going, trying something new.
I'm not driving from the Valley to go see women roller skate.
Oh. Well, you know what's coming? Oh, my God, it's coming up. It has to be this weekend.
Christmas. What?
No. Every year around Halloween downtown, they do the Lucha Vavoom thing, the Mexican masked wrestlers and the showgirls and that whole thing. That might be kind of fun.
Pass. Paul in the Valley, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, how you doing? Just thought I'd mention, I actually just checked it out recently. It was Wicked, the musical.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys ever seen that.
I've seen it twice on Broadway. Oh, nothing.
Fantastic.
Who'd you go with, Paul?
Well, with my wife.
With your wife. And that was over in Hollywood?
It's at the Pantages Theater. It's actually, I think MGM just bought the production they're going to replace it over there as one of their shows.
Wow.
In Las Vegas. Really awesome show. Check it out.
You went with your wife, huh?
I did. Now wife, girlfriend before, or fiance.
Do you have a favorite song? Oh, Tim's going to kill me for asking.
No, definitely not. No, I don't. I'm sorry.
No. Paul, you can tell me.
I really don't. But it was just nice seeing the opposite side of kind of the Wizard of Oz story.
Yes.
What show and what station do you think you're calling? Seriously, I mean, have you misdialed? Are you calling K-Big or a wave or something? I don't know.
K-Big.
Get out of here.
I think Paul thought he was riding the Stress-Free Express.
Jesus Christ. The Wicked. Wicked is called?
Wicked.
The Wicked? Wicked.
I've
just Wicked.
I've heard it said.
Oh, man. I will never see Wicked.
Into our life.
Jesus Christ.
For a reason.
If somebody said that some homeless guy is going to defecate on you, but you don't have to see Wicked, I would say I'd just lay down on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
That's not what they probably are looking for in their as a sales tool, huh?
Although they're right out front, so Jesus probably Christ. Strike a deal with somebody.
If those people from Wicked came over and did that performance in the living room, I wouldn't look at it.
Well, you know, Tim, you met the star of Wicked.
I did.
Last year, and it didn't faze you one bit.
Who's the star of Wicked?
Idina Menzel, when you interviewed her at the Grammys. My head almost popped off. I almost spontaneously combusted.
Oh, she's the star of Wicked?
She was the star on Broadway. She's since moved on.
And that's about Wizard of Oz.
It's told through the eyes of the witches as opposed to Dorothy. Dorothy doesn't come until later.
All right. And it's good? Is it funny?
It's fantastic.
It's funny?
It's very funny.
Okay. I bet it's great. All right. Let's talk to Jeff in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how goes it? That's Jeffy.
Jeffy. Sorry, man.
Hey, no problem. You were right on about the Long Beach thing because times have changed and you can go outside because there aren't too many places to go outside anymore. But Long Beach, all up and down Pine Square, Pine area, because you can eat, dine, and shop at late night areas.
Yeah, I like that area. If I had to leave the valley, which I'm going to, I'm not going to spend another summer in that valley. I guarantee you that. But when I do leave the San Fernando Valley, Long Beach is probably up there in my first two or three choices.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because I used to live in Seal Beach, which I thought was pretty cool. But then we'd always go to Belmont Shore or Long Beach every night to do something. But the Pine Street area there, downtown Long Beach.
That's like the heart.
They've really flipped it around.
Yeah.
They really turned it around. And the cops keep the riffraff out of there for the most part.
Randy?
Yeah, Randy be kept out of there for sure. All right, let's talk to Brian in the Valley. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right.
Good. Yeah, you'd mentioned a bar called the Pineapple Bar or something.
Yes.
It's actually called Pineapple Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's still live and kicking.
Isn't
it's actually
it great?
Really, really cool.
Is that in Tarzana?
No, it's in Sherman Oaks. It's actually just east of Van Nuys Boulevard and Moore Park.
That's a great bar.
Yeah, it's
east
awesome.
Of Van Nuys Boulevard.
Just, it's like right in the corner of Van Nuys and Moore Park. There's like an In-N-Out. There's a sushi bar. And it's kind of tucked in the corner. It's actually really, really cool.
Yeah, it has that kind of...
Oh, I knew where that is, right?
50s decor vibe.
Yeah.
There used to be a Straw Hat Pizza in there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that. like glass,
stained glass
windows
Torito
and stuff.
El Torito or something. Yeah.
Oh yeah, all that old school like Tiffany's knockoff stained glass, like kind of 60s vibe.
Right.
Yeah,
and then,
exactly.
And then like above it, there's like some cheap auto insurance you can buy up there. Some, but
exactly.
Yeah, that's not a bad place.
It's cool.
Yeah. All right, man. So,
thanks, Brian.
Thanks
that's
for calling.
You know,
yeah, that's not a bad joint, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, just get a cocktail, hang out, talk to your friends.
The chimney sweep is actually pretty cool, too. We used to go there.
I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah.
On Woodman?
Yeah, went there after a show.
Between Moore Park and Ventura.
Went there one time. And you know what else is good, just because you can get a free drink if you're an out-of-work actor? I think we've talked about this before. Residuals. The Residuals Bar.
Oh, you bring
an old Residuals check-in. Check, you get a bar. They put it up on the wall for you.
You get a drink for it?
Yeah, you get a beer, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Cha-ching! But isn't that filled with actors who are making 20 cents?
Yeah, I have a couple that are well under a dollar that I think I might stop there after the
but
show.
But don't you subject yourself to out-of-work actors?
Yes.
And isn't that, like, right up there with Wicked?
Out-of-work actors who are drunk and karaokeing. So, you know what? Maybe you should steer clear.
But isn't that what you try to avoid in your life?
Yes. It just depends
Christ.
How bad you want that Pabst, Tim.
All right. The decent, cool places to hang in Los Angeles where you don't run into a million douchebags. Maybe somebody has a sense of humor. Maybe there's something interesting to look at. So far, we've come up pretty empty here on the show. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Again, not 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica. Not Hollywood and Highland.
No.
Something different, something interesting for people who are going crazy in Southern California that there's nothing new. 520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad's with us. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
California knows how to party. California knows how to party. In the city of LA.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Gina Grad joins us. Always nice to see you.
Thank you very much.
And don't forget, we're going to be down at the Queen Mary come Friday. All right, Friday from 8 to 11 p.m. we'll be broadcasting live. Gina Grant will be down there, Randy Wang, myself.
That's a good place to hang out.
Yeah, that's actually a very good place to hang out, come to think of it. But it's not all year round. It's the Queen Mary Shipwreck. You can get tickets at queenmaryshipwreck.com or go to Amco and get like $15 off. So find yourself an Amco or get a coupon for, I think it's up to $15 off. I don't know how it works. But go get yourself a discount and then, or just buy them full face retail.
Yeah, go crazy.
But enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But Southern California is designed for tourists.
Yeah.
It's not designed for us people
for locals
who live here.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really slide up to Universal Studios every day.
No. God, no. And you can't go to, you know, the same clubs on Hollywood Boulevard every weekend. You know, they
right.
always say that, you know, weekends here are for tourists. So, you know, stay home. Watch TV. I don't know.
Yes. Although I did have a very good meal up there at Universal.
Where? City
Saddleback?
Walk? Oh, Saddle Ranch.
Saddle Ranch?
What'd you have? Because everything comes, you know, it's falling off
I
the
had
plate.
A huge
there's so much.
Plate of
yeah.
something. I don't know.
It was, that's how they do it.
It was chicken and something, but Saddle Ranch is amazing. The manager up there is awfully kind to us, too.
How did you hold up eating that food and then getting on that mechanical bull?
I don't go on the bulls, man.
I've done it.
Have you?
Yeah.
No,
I did it to break the ice at an old work party, a place I used to work.
I don't get on the pole. I don't do that. But I would have to have a pocket full of Vicodin before I got on that thing. All right. Los Angeles, set up for tourists, not really for us locals. A place you can go and hang where, you know, decent people go. It seems like almost every time you go to a bar, you end up talking to a homeless guy or a guy who looks like he's homeless. Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
So you BS with, you can be, use the term BS, right?
Of course.
You can't say the whole word?
No.
Not even after 10.
Interesting.
Jack will check with legal.
I got to make a note of that. All right, but anyway, so when you go to a restaurant or a bar and you can BS with somebody who's not, doesn't, you know, look like a homeless guy yeah. or, you know, he's got crazy theories or as, you know, Renzulli said, you know, starts with, you know, Bush sucks, you know, the war in Iraq was wrong.
And people that are just stuck up. I mean, I've never seen so many tacky people with such an attitude.
That's exactly right, ma'am.
It's unbelievable to me. You know,
where do you go?
Sometimes you can see someone and go, okay, well, I can see why they might have a little edge to them. Don't know why.
All right, let's talk to a Tommy in Van Nuys. You're on 97.1. How are you?
All right, I'm the stalker. I called you already. Candlelight in Simi Valley, great place to go. It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
Where is that?
It's in Simi Valley.
I know. Are you mean on the corner of that street and that street?
Oh, on Stowe and Corcoran, I believe.
What's the deal?
It's a vineyard, and during the day, and at night it turns into a nice little nightclub.
Oh.
No, what is it during the day?
It's a
vineyard.
Vineyard, whatever.
It's a vineyard.
A yeah. vineyard?
Vineyard.
A vineyard?
What's his name again?
I don't know.
It's a vineyard.
Tommy. All right, Tommy, thanks for calling. JJ Marina Del Rey, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Hey.
Eastside Love in Boyle Heights. Pretty cool place.
Eastside
Love.
That sounds like a place I would go. What's up with that?
It's like, they call it a wine bar in Ekesel.
Huh.
It's Ang Cheese, wine and cheese bar. And the decor is pretty cool. It has like old cartoonish Mexican movies all around, a strip pole including, and pretty nifty duped up Harley.
I'm moving in.
And where is it?
It's on East First in Boyle Heights.
Okay.
A wine bar with cheese and a stripper pole, Tim.
Not a bad way to go there. And you drive there from Marina Del Rey?
Work in Vernon, so right after work, just head over there.
Yeah, so. The problem with that is, I mean, yeah, if you live in the neighborhood, that's great, but, you know, to drive 30
True.
Miles, 20 miles to get there, and then you can't get bombed anymore and drive home. These cops hate it.
People who are in downtown should have it pretty close if
yeah.
they venture into.
All right,
yeah.
what's the name of the place again?
Eastside Love.
Eastside Love?
A wine bar, yes.
Eastside Love. All right, buddy, thanks for calling, man.
All right, then. Thanks.
All right, Eastside Love.
That sounds pretty fun.
In Boyle Heights.
Yeah.
Dennis in Venice. Yeah, 97.1 FM Talk, how are you?
Hey, good.
One thing I did this weekend, 2 years here I've never done, is getting a boat from the marina, going on the ocean.
I've done that.
It's not social, but I mean, it's, you know, if you have friends, especially friends who are in town, it's a good way to spend an afternoon.
Dennis, how old are you and what do you do?
I'm 25 and I do online marketing.
You want to go on a boat ride sometime?
She's pretty easy.
I don't recommend doing what I did, though. You plan ahead. I got hammered the night before, so I ended up puking off the side of the boat.
Oh, pass.
Hey, dude, what do you rent the boat for? I mean, is it expensive?
Yeah, you can get, you know, depending on how fast of a boat you want, it's, $120 to go 20 miles an hour.
That's not bad.
It's not too bad, but it's not the cheapest thing.
Sounds really fun, though. You know, I love those field trip type things.
Yeah.
Some deep sea fishing or some weird, like, you know, sea lion expedition.
All right. Again, it just doesn't sound great. I don't know. Nothing sounds that great. Chris in Moore Park, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right. What do you got?
There's a great little theater in East Hollywood that I go to all the time called the Steve Allen Theater.
Yes.
They have great shows there, and they're always really cheap. They're like 10, 15 bucks, and they're all, you know, great shows. Not like stage performances, but a lot of, you know, comedy shows and all sorts of great stuff there.
You know, Chris is absolutely right, because I did that 2 weekends ago, and it was actually the best night I've had in a long time.
Steve Allen Theater?
It's actually at the Center for Inquiry. It's the Steve Allen Theater at the Center for Inquiry. I saw a lineup of two guys from the Kids in the Hall, Jeff Garlin, Janine Garofalo.
Where is it?
It's right on, it's right across from the
Boulevard.
Barnsdall Park. It's like, you know, Norman, it's like Edgemont in Hollywood. Edgemont in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's great, and there's a great little street right next to it, Verdugo, that has a few nice little restaurants that
Vermont.
You can go to.
Vermont Avenue.
All right, Vermont. Is there any guarantee that Janine Garofalo won't be there?
No. Yes.
I don't think so. I think she pops up quite often.
She does, but the last time I went, she was supposed to show up, and she flaked.
Oh.
They should put up a GF sign in front if she's there.
Yeah, I don't know about.
Yeah, equal-minded with Janine with her politics.
You know what, though? That was actually a good night. We did that, and we did walk over to Vermont, went and had a couple Mai Tais at the Dresden, which is where that movie Swingers was filmed.
Right.
And then walked down to Macho's Tacos, which is in a car wash, which takes us full circle from our taco conversation.
Jesus Christ. All right. Some interesting places to go for people who live in Los Angeles. Not the tourists. You know, not necessarily Hollywood and Highland. But something interesting where, you know, the locals can go and enjoy themselves. And you can run into some decent people. That's what it's all about. That's why, you know, if you live in Southern California and you actually like your neighbors, you got a house and you like your neighbors, hold on to it with both hands for the rest of your life. Because there are so many lunatics in Southern California, you could end up, you know, having a beautiful home, but your neighbor is a complete a-hole.
Yeah, it's not even worth it.
Yeah, because I love my neighbors. That's why I got to stay there. I can't move. You know, because I finally got into a place where the neighbors are cool. Let's talk to Alice in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, great. Thanks. How are you?
Good. You got a place for locals?
I do. It's called the Tam O'Shanter. It's the oldest restaurant in Los Angeles. It's on Los Feliz Boulevard near Griffith Park Observatory. It's fantastic. They do Celtic music on Fridays, which is great. You never know when you're going to be there and a bagpiper is going to roam through the restaurant. Oh. And during December, if you want to take tourists there, they have actual carolers, like Dickens carolers, strolling through the restaurant singing to tables in the month of December.
Tim carolers.
Who are you? What station are you calling?
Am I calling the wrong station? No, but it got me started with the whole Pineapple Hill thing, because I also frequent that place. It's a great place, a great hole-in-the-wall bar. And if you like that and you like, this restaurant is so old, it's like retro. It's like back in style because it's so old. 86 years, something like that, 85, 86 years old.
Tam O'Shanter?
Tam O'Shanter. Yeah, it's a Larry's restaurant. I know that it's owned by Larry's and Beverly Hills.
So the food's decent, huh?
Food's great. Food's fantastic. Great happy hour. Great place to watch sports.
Is it near the Bigfoot Lodge?
Yes. Yes. It's right down the street from there. You can go there, and then the Griffin's right next door to it, too, so you can hit all those bars at one time.
Oh, yeah. Atwater Village. That's a great suggestion, Alice. That little area gets overlooked often, I think.
Do they have
I think so, too.
Do they have like a 7-Eleven you can buy cigarettes around there?
Actually, right next to the Geffen and in between the Bigfoot Lodge is actually a liquor store where you can buy cigarettes, too.
So it's
a win-win for everybody.
As long as you can buy cigarettes and vodka in walking distance, I'm in.
That's right.
All right, thanks, Alice.
Fantastic,
right,
thank you.
There she goes, everybody. I'm not sold yet.
You're not feeling it? I'm starting to feel much better.
Well, the bagpipers walking around, singing at the tables.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
What is that restaurant over in Studio City they do it? Michelle's or Michelle's?
Michelle's? Yeah, on Cahuenga.
They got people walk around, waiters or actors walk around.
Jesus
singing.
Christ.
Like the Macaroni Grill.
See, I like the waiters at Lowry's because they're waiters.
Yeah.
You know, they're not actors and waiters.
They're career waiters.
Yeah, they've been there, you know, 20, 30, 50 years.
Probably do very well.
Yes. But then, you know, you get into these other places where they come sing at your table.
You know, there was a restaurant, I can't remember the name of it, but they were singing waiters, and all of them, I guess it was supposed to be a joke, had their headshots taped to the bottom of their trays. So when they put their tray up, you'd see their headshot, and it was all supposed to be very funny.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. There is no end to look at me in this town. Yeah. Huh? Look at me, look at me, look at me. Put their headshot under their tray.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's me.
It's taped to the bottom.
Look, it's me, and then under the tray, it's me again. So look at me. Now look at the tray, that's me, and look at me, that's me. Hi, me. It's just me over here. Me. Everyone is in this town is look the F at me. God damn it, man. It never stops.
Yeah.
It never, ever, you never get a break from it. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Sam in Monterey Park, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's up, Jimmy?
Hey.
Big Stud.
Thank you, sir.
I'm telling you, Monterey Park, this place called the Venice Room.
Monterey Park?
Yeah, it's an old Italian feel to it. It's been around probably since the 40s.
Where is Monterey Park?
Monterey Park is about 7 miles east of 7 miles east of downtown.
Oh.
Yeah, 7 miles east. Is that near the 710?
Exactly, yeah. A couple exits past 710 and the 60.
Right. Yeah, I like that. You know, the 710 and the 60 has the best King Taco in all of Southern California.
That's it right there.
Yeah, I actually go out of my way to go to that King Taco. And they're putting that subway car right down the street there.
Yeah. Is that
thing open yet?
Not yet. It's getting some mixed reviews, you know.
Have you lived there for a while?
Yeah, going on 33 years.
They really effed over those streets for you, man.
Oh, man. It's a nightmare.
How did you live and work and breathe and drive in that area for the last 3 years?
Well, you know, I'm lucky where I work. I work on the west side in Beverly Hills, and my hours are 12 to 8, noon to 8 p.m.
Oh.
You know, I think it's, I hate to say, are you Hispanic, black, white, what are you?
Yeah, Hispanic.
I hate to say this, but I think it's a racist thing. I think because...
Oh, okay.
Because when they did that one in the valley that goes through a lot of white neighborhoods,
right?
They put it together pretty quickly. And,
right.
and then when they put it through, and they didn't put it down a major boulevard in the valley. They bought a lot of property. But they put this thing down a major boulevard and jammed it right down your throats.
Right.
And
you know what? Now that you mention it, they wanted to, on a similar note, they wanted to extend the 710 freeway through, you know, Pasadena.
That's what they should have done.
And they stopped that right away.
Yeah.
That old money from South Pass put an end to that.
Hey, listen, you're on to something, dude. You know, there's the white people in Pasadena.
That's it. They come up on top again.
I'm telling you, they want to keep the blacks and Hispanics out of that area. I'm on to them. I'm on to them, dude.
All right,
take care of yourself.
Yeah, you got to check that place out, though. Maybe one of these nights I can take Gina or meet Gina out there.
That would be amazing.
Are you a single man?
I am.
Oh.
How old are you?
36.
Oh. 36. And what do you do for a living?
I work in the entertainment field.
The porn.
What do you do?
No, not at all. I'm Beverly Hills.
Porn.
What do you do? Are you a lawyer? Or?
No. I work with it's an agent house. You know, there are a bunch of agents that represent actors and actresses.
Oh, okay.
12 to 8.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right.
Yeah, I got to get a good schedule.
Sam, she'll definitely go out with you.
Would you represent me if you catch my meaning?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Hey, Sam, if you don't get anything going on the first night, you'll be the first dude.
It's funny.
See, I love that
laugh.
True. That's what I like about her laugh, you know?
Tim brings that out of me like nice. Nobody's
business. Yeah, and if she could sit shotgun to someone like you, Timmy, you know?
Thank you, sir.
She's got a great personality.
Hold on,
you know?
Sammy. She'll
She's got a great personality, Tim, so.
Thank you, sir. She'll go out with you, okay?
There we go.
Hold on, dude. And take her to that place, the Venice Room?
Definitely.
In Monterey
Definitely.
Park.
Thanks
All right,
again.
Hold on 1 second. That sounds like a decent guy.
Yeah, he sounds like a nice guy.
All right, let's take a break and come back and talk to more of these young men and women.
Yeah.
It is Southern California, and we're tired of being treated like tourists. We want a place where we can go.
Really be our neighborhood.
Yes,
bar.
Local place. You can run into local people with interesting crap to say as opposed to some a-hole from Kansas. Oh, sorry. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad's with us. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
She took his hand and she led him along that golden beach. They watched the waves tumble over the sand.
Oh, Babo. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. The World Series has been postponed for tonight because there's rain down. It looks like it may be rained out tomorrow as well, so they'll continue that game. And the Philadelphias are ahead of the Tampas, 3-1, and the game is was suspended in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the score was tied 2-2. So that's interesting. Tampa Bay, before the season began, last year they had the worst record in all of baseball. And the odds of them winning the World Series, 150-1. 150-1. So if you put $1,000 on it, you do the math. 150,000 for those of you who can't. And that's how much you got back. If you're like one of those drunk, you know, Las Vegas weekends, you're from Tampa Bay, like, oh, F it, dude, I'm going to put $1,000. I just won $1,000 on Baccarat, dude. I'm going to put $1,000 on Tampa Bay to win it all. Woo! And if they win it all, you get $150,000. Doesn't look good right now, though.
You didn't put any money on this?
I did not. Gina Grad is with us. And speaking of Gina Grad, on Friday, you're going to be down at the Queen Mary?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Thought I'd, you know, go with you.
Randy Wang will be down there as well. It's always a great night. It is the Queen Mary Shipwreck. They have tons of mazes, a lot of things to do, a lot of great things
to
do.
Is it going to be scary?
It probably won't be that scary for you because you'll be doing a live broadcast.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There are some people, you know... They go through the maze. The mazes are scary, especially if you've lost the edge, if you know what I mean.
You know, I've actually taken the tour on the off season and the regular Queen Mary, and that was freaky.
Yeah, but these mazes are all like surrounding in the parking lot or on the grounds of the Queen Mary. It really is cool. And a lot of people show up there, and it's really a great place. So it's Halloween. It's Friday night.
Friday.
Look at that.
Strong Beach.
All right, things to do in Los Angeles, local things to do for local people. Again, we mentioned Long Beach, Belmont Shore, Seal Beach. That's a decent area. Also, Orange County has a lot of great areas.
Where?
You know, even though that the Orange County, like the Block of Orange, and what is the one of the 405 and the 5? What's the name of that joint there?
In Irvine?
Yeah, the Irvine Spectrum.
Oh, the Spectrum. I love the Spectrum.
Spectrum Center, whatever it is. That's a cool place, too. And it's not really that touristy, because a lot of the tourists that come to L.A., they just hang out at L.A. and Universal.
They don't make it down to Irvine.
They really don't make it down there.
Yeah.
You know, you get a lot of local people there. And that's pretty cool, too. But it's really so tough to go out and meet people who have, like, a sense of humor, and they're into what you're into. And when you finally do meet somebody like that, you know, usually, like, you know them for, like, a week, and then they do something so outrageously douchey that you can't hang with them anymore.
You're absolutely right.
Does that ever happen?
Please. Does it ever not happen? You know, you made me think of a really great bar in Hollywood that I go to all the time, been going to for years, that, you know, it was a secret, but I'm willing to share it.
What is it?
The Bowery Bar. One of my favorite places in the world, Sunset and Vine.
Sunset and Vine.
The owner George, he's from New York, and he opened up the Bowery Bar. So it's very Lower East Side, and then down the street he owns Delancey, which is a pizza place, and he knows how to open a restaurant. I'm very impressed with them.
Oh, it's Sunset and Vine,
the best burger in the world, Bowery Bar.
Is that
sweet
right?
Potato fries. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they got those blue moons with the little orange slices.
Look at you, ma'am.
Great smoking porch.
All right, let's go to, let's talk to Andy in Los Angeles. Well, let me get the phone number again real quick. 520-9710. Andy in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yo, what's up, Timmy?
Hey, dude.
There's a pretty cool cruise night over in Burbank on Friday night.
On Friday night?
Yeah, over at the Bob's Big Boy.
Oh, yeah. When do they have the car show? Is there that Wednesday night?
At the Bob's Big Boy?
Yeah.
No, it's every Friday.
Oh, it's every Friday's the car show.
What do you mean there's a car show?
Everyone brings their, like, hot rods and stuff.
Everybody brings their hot rods.
Yeah.
It's unofficial, right?
Yeah, it's kind of official. It's like a little traditional thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Right.
And they got Elysian Park on Sundays every now and then.
Oh.
The nice thing about Bob's is, you know, they hire, when they do that car show, they have an ambulance outside. And it's not in case somebody gets hurt in a car show. It's in case anyone slides in there for a meal.
Hey,
that is tough to stomach as you get older.
Elysian Park has their little thing every now and then, too, on Sundays. That's a pretty cool spot. You throw your barbecue, you know, lowriders and, you know.
Are you ostracized if you have a crappy car?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have a cool car.
What do you got, Andy?
Lowrider.
Oh.
What kind?
It's a station wagon, or a Malibu wagon.
Is that right? What year?
Yeah, 82.
Right.
Does it have hydraulics and a purple neon thing underneath?
No, it's a plush interior. Oh. It's chrome undercarriage. It's all decked out.
That's
it's an 82 station wagon?
Yeah.
Get you any chicks?
Yeah. Just me chicks.
All right, dude. What color is it?
The midnight blue with some magenta in it and purple.
Is there a light package on it?
The what package?
Light.
Underneath the car?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Alright. So you didn't go total crazy.
No, I didn't go off. Well, I mean, it's...
I always wonder what those blue lights are for around the license plate and under the car.
Annoying
is that
people.
Is that to attract chicks?
No. You know what? A lot of the guys put them on to show off their undercarriage.
Oh. That's why I put mine on.
Like when you have a lot of guys have the chrome underneath.
Right.
And...
But I also thought it was to attract chicks because, I mean, you know, you put that blue light and I guess a lot of girls, you know, like, they like that light for some reason.
Really?
They're like mosquitoes.
Andy, do you have the Whistler thing?
No, I got the, just a regular horn on it.
That's good.
You got fuzzy dice?
No, it's got a plush and it looks like a coffin on the inside.
Oh.
A what?
Real plush. A coffin?
It looks like a coffin type interior, real plush.
All right, Babu. I'll see you out there on Fridays, right?
All right, yeah.
All right, we'll look for you the coffin station wagon.
Yeah, the hearse.
All right, man.
All right, take care of yourself, dude. All right, we'll go out on Friday to Bob's Big Boy. I don't know.
Hey, Tim.
Get yourself in the station wagon.
Is that safe?
Yeah, Bob's Big Boy?
No, like the Elysian Park car show.
No, that's Bob's Big Boy in Toluca Lake.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, that's safe.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a decent place to go. Because I think is that Burbank PD that cruises around there?
I think you're right on the border.
Yeah. LAPD, Burbank. I mean, it's a pretty safe area. I've never, ever had any troubles in that area. Riverside. That's Riverside, right?
Yeah, right there on Riverside and right past Cahuenga.
Pass and Riverside, right around there, yeah. All right, Gina Grad, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you Friday at Queen Mary.
Yes, sir.
John and Jeff come up next. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.